Letare Jerusalem. Rejoice, Jerusalem. And of course, at the time that this was said by the prophet Isaiah, St. Isaiah's, things were really dismal, just like they are now. But at the same time, God told him to tell the people to rejoice. All you that love her. And of course, Jerusalem is a figure of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. There is no other. Other entities may call themselves church, but they're not. God only issues one call, and that is what the word church means. Those who are called by God. Ecclesia. Kalein kaleo. Ecclesia. And thus, those who are called. And very obviously, at the very least, you are called. We are called. And what are we called to? We are called to salvation through baptism. And as such, the first reading from the Epistle to the Galatians of St. Paul is very telling of us as well. Because he tells us, he reminds us, that we are not children of the slave woman. Of course, that's what bond woman means, the slave woman. Agar, the slave of Sarah, the wife of Abraham. They were expecting a child, and God took his time. You know, God takes his time. Again and again and again, we see that God takes his time. And so, we have to wait. Patience is a virtue. Find it if you can. Never found in women, seldom in a man. An old legionary of Mary used to say that to me. Anyway, patience is a virtue that we must have. And so, we have to wait till God is good and ready to answer our prayers. But we have to make ourselves ready too. If we are not children of the slave woman, if we are children of the promise made to Abraham and Sarah, and of course a promise meant the beginning of Israel, the beginning of the church in the Old Testament, which continues in the New Testament, St. Paul tells us, there are two testaments, the old and the new. And so, if we are children of the promise, children of Abraham and Sarah, then we need to work towards that promise which we have received. It's not just something that is given to us. We have to work for it. We have to desire it. We have to suffer too, if necessary. And of course, in case you don't know it by now, the Catholic life, the Christian life, is one of suffering. Christ is on the cross, suffering for you and me. Don't tell me there is no suffering. We have to join ourselves to his suffering if we wish to be saved. And not many are willing. And in this day and age, even though we rejoice, letare, it is nevertheless very evident that the majority of mankind does not want to suffer with Christ and for Christ and to be filled with his gifts. And so we need to do something about it ourselves. We want to receive so many graces, we want to be converted, we want to go to heaven, etc., etc. But we're not willing to do that which it takes. And so, here we are. Our Lord, through St. Paul, in his epistle to the Galatians, is telling us we must be children of the light. We must be children of Abraham and Sarah. And then, just to answer a question to those people who say, well, isn't everybody welcome? Isn't everybody saved? Everybody's welcome that wishes to receive the reality of Christ and what it means. But what does he say about Agar and her son? Cast them out. This is repeated by Christ in so many different ways in the gospel. And then, of course, on this wonderful Sunday, because there are reasons for which to rejoice, we have this magnificent pericope of the Gospel of St. John, which we will revisit again around the time of Corpus Christi. That's what it's all about. And that's what we are doing here today. That is what it's all about. Jesus performs this tremendous miracle of the multiplication of the fishes and loaves. Just a few fish, a few loaves. Now, St. John tells us, in according to the custom of his day and of our Lord's day, they counted only the men, the head of the family. Of course, we need to remember that the man is the head of the family. In this day and age, many women want to be the head of the family. The only time that a woman should be the head of the family is when the man is a lecherous lout that does not want to follow Christ. In which case, then she has to take over. Otherwise, the man is the head of the family. And so they were counted. 5,000 men. That meant 5,000 families. Now in those days, it was long before these dreadful days of ours, long before that devil worshiper, Masonic Margaret Sanger, decided that each family should have 1.5 child. That's not the way it was. That's not the way it was. For those of you with large families, God bless you. My grandmother, my father's mother, was the last of 24 children. So get ready. And my mother was one of the last of 9 children. There were 3 or 4 others that died in childbirth. So that's 14, 13 children. And that's the way it was. So these families were not just 1 or 2 persons. It was a humongous amount. Maybe 30, 40,000, maybe more. And with those fishes, our Lord fed them all at his will. When he said grace, which we should say, I hope, gratias agere, to give thanks to God. And of course, that's what we do here. Gratias agimus. The whole of the preface, the whole of the canon of the Mass, is a prayer of thanksgiving to God the Father, in God the Son, through God the Holy Spirit. Gratias agimus tibi, Almighty God. And so, all those people ate. They wanted miracles, they got miracles. And our Lord preached to them and taught them. And then they realized that this was not just any ordinary man. And of course, how many people realize that Jesus is not just some ordinary man? One of the things that really irks me and turns my stomach and my liver, thank God for confession, is when I hear on some historical videos or programs or whatever, when they say the common era or before the common era. Excuse me, why is it the common era? Why is it before the common era? What makes it the common era? It means that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has been incarnate and born of the ever Virgin Mary. That is. And so therefore it is before Christ and the year of the Lord, Anno Domini, common era. Common era of what? No respect to the philosopher, that's all that he was, Buddha. Is that his birth? Do we celebrate his birth at Christmas? No. He was a very wise philosopher. And whatever he got from God. He never intended to found a religion. Now, other people did. And where did they come from? Demons. After all, Muhammad's wife told him that he was a devil. So there you have it. I'm just quoting. I didn't invent it. And I pray for the conversion of the Muslims. And of course, Muhammad's daughter was named Fatima. So there is a connection there. Archbishop Sheen speaks of it often. We do need to convert the world. We do need to convert the pagans and the Mohammedans and all the others, the atheists and Masons. But we need to convert them because we believe, first of all. And of course, because of this, we give thanks. Because of this, we celebrate on this fourth Sunday of Lent, Rose Sunday. And I also look pretty in pink. Rose, antique rose. We celebrate because our Lord has come to us. And we give thanks through His sacrifice of thanksgiving. And we are just about to celebrate the Pasch. The Paschal season, beginning with the Pasch, the Last Supper, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. Our salvation, the days that changed the world. Everything is different now. As horrible as it still is, and of course, my mind and my heart, with many tears, go back to the events of this past week. And the lack of events of this past week, when the General Assembly, the Parliament of France, the oldest daughter of the Church, has voted almost unanimously to make abortion a constitutional right. The bishops did not try to stop it. The Pope did not try to stop it. Both of them said a couple of little weasley words afterwards. What good does it do? So the oldest daughter of the Church is now a place where abortion is a right. And they're trying to do that here too. Even in Alabama with the recent events. Because I remind you that contraception and all these other procedures that are being done, the IVF or whatever it's called, are contrary to the law of God. And contrary to the law of the Church. We want children, many children, but we want them by nature. We don't want to be sons of the bond woman. We want to be sons of the free woman, of the Church, spiritual sons and daughters of the Blessed Mother. Especially on this day, on which, as we do every year, we honor the Blessed Mother. This afternoon, with the Legion of Mary Accius, the renewal of our promises, our consecration to Christ through Mary, let us rejoice then. Despite all the evils that surround us, there are many reasons for which to rejoice. And you know what? They are here. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.